Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Hey. Nun Hey, and the sponsor of today's shir, Jonathan Kowal, in memory of his father, whose yahrzeit is today, Michal Ben Yaakov. Jonathan Kowal, in memory of his father, whose yahrzeit is today. Just a note, I'm going to, this week, Be'ez Hashem, is regular. And at the end of next week, I'm going to be in the States for a couple of days. Just got a couple of emails about it. Next Shabbos, if any of the listeners out there in Baltimore, hope they'll be in Baltimore for Shabbos. Sunday morning, I'll be in Boston speaking for Ma'ayan. And then Sunday night, anybody wants to join, I'll be at the Sderot Dinner. Sderotdinner.org, if anybody wants to sign up. An amazing yeshiva, amazing organization. So hope to see anybody at any of those places the end of next week. Be'ez Hashem, until next Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, we're regular schedule. Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, Nun Dalet Amid Beis. We are discussing the Braisa, that spoke about taking off Truma or Meiser or something else related to figs, fresh figs on dry figs on fresh figs. That was the discussion of the Braisa. How did we get into this? If you remember, we started with the sugya of, do you go by what something is now or what something was in terms of the size? That's how the discussion started, because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, spoke about how do you cause a mincha that's supposed to be chametz, how do you cause it to rise? In that context, we spoke about meat that became smaller, meat that became bigger, and the machlokas of misharin and kemoshehain, or likemoshehain, which meant past tense. So related to that, we were speaking about this brisa, this tosefta, that says you take off truma, you take off Te'enim on Grogorus, and Grogorus on Te'enim, the Reish and the Seifa. So first the Gemara suggested, maybe this is talking about Meiser, and then you have a problem, because then if you go by what it is, what it was, then you're being Marbeva Meisers, was right now it might be dried figs, but it used to be bigger. And then if you go by what it is, then you might have a problem the other way. So we went and said that Meiser does not fit into the Brisa. So we said maybe it's talking about Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola, that was the last one that we mentioned. Truma Gedola Skidon, and Truma Gedola, as we know, you don't have to be so exact, because Mida Araisa, you only have one little Chita, that could patur the Kri. You might not be Yotza the Mitzvah, as we mentioned at the end of this year yesterday, the Mitzvah of Nesina, but that paters the Kri. And Chazal, or Misakein, that you could give different amounts, Ayin Ra'a, Ayin Yafa, Ayin Benonis, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So that is Truma Gedola, so maybe that's what we're talking about. So it doesn't make such a difference if you're a little more flexible in terms of how much you take. But then we said the next line of the Braisa doesn't fit into this, because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi quoted his father that his father always took off 10 grogeris for 90 in the basket. Thank you. So that's true. 10%? Truma is not 10%. That's not an amount for Truma. So therefore, how does this fit in? So that's why we had to come up with a third answer. That's what we're up to, seven lines from the bottom, on Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Ella, third approach, what is the pshat of this brisa? What is it talking about? Hacha b'trumas meiser askinam. We're not talking about meiser, we're not talking about truma. We're talking about trumas meiser. The truma that the Levi must take off from his meiser rishon in order to give to the kohen. Trumas meiser. Trumas meiser plays a major role in Meseches Demai. Because Chazal tell us that what is demai? Demai is produce or grain that you buy from an Am Haaretz. And an Am Haaretz, you're not sure if he's careful with all of the halachas. We know he's careful with Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola they're scared of. And you're chai misav deshamayim if you eat Truma. So that's why Truma Gedola they're scared of. But that's a worry about Maaser Rishon. Because Maaser Rishon, Maker Adin, if a Zari eats Maaser Rishon, so he's stealing from the Levi, but he doesn't get in any Aveira, that's why Bizman is that, right? You don't have to be Mafresh Maaser Rishon, you can keep it for yourself, because I'm also making a Rel of Araya. But that's Maaser Rishon, but once you don't take off Maaser Rishon, you're not taking off Trumas Maaser either, because Trumas Maaser can only be taken off after Maaser Rishon. So that's the real worry by Demai. The real Demari is not so much the Maaser Rishon, but it's also the Trumas Maaser that is in the Maaser Rishon. So that's Trumas Maaser. So Hacha says the Braisa, but Trumas Meiser, we're talking about Trumas Meiser, which is also a 10%. It is a number, so it's going to fit into that last line of the Braisa that he used to take off 10 out of 100. But it's according to the opinion, suggests the Gemara, that says that you don't have to be so exact as much as you do by Meiser. Meiser has to be exactly 10%. Trumas Meiser has a little more flexibility, according to the following Tana. V'yabe Elazar ben Gomel Hu, or Elazar ben Gamla, says as follows. or Gibel on the side. The Tanya, Elazar ben Gomel Omer, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. The pasuk at the end of Korach, right, we know Chazal tell us, at the end of Korach, all the Matnas Kahuna are reinstated. Why? Because after the fight that Korach put up to challenge Aaron HaKohen's position and status of the Kohen Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need, and Moshe Rabbeinu feels the need to go through again all the Matnas Kahuna to make sure everybody knows, you know, what it means to be a Kohen and who Aaron HaKohen is. So there it mentions all the Matnas Kahuna again. So, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, what does it mean? V'nechshav lachem, it'll be counted for you, trumaschem, which is plural, your trumos, b'shtei trumos hakasav adaber, the pasuk is comparing two trumos, achas truma gadola v'achas trumas meiser, comparing truma gadola and trumas meiser, they're both called truma. In what way? How are they compared? So, two ways. First, the Brisa says, Kishem, Shehatruma Gedola Nitelas Ba'omed Ubimachshava. Just like Truma Gedola is taken Ba'omed. Just estimating. You don't have to be so exact. Ubimachshava. And also, Bimachshava. So too, b'machshava. What does machshava mean? So let's just do Rashi first. Machshava, the top of the next amud. Machshava says, "Kid the amrina ba'alma nosin einav b'tzad zev ve'ochal b'tzad acher." Machshava means I can look at my field, I can look at the north side and say that's where my truma is, and then eat from the south side without doing anything else. That's the pashas of machshava. That's what Rashi says. So just like Truma Gedola is Nitalas Ba'omet Uba Machshava, so Kach, Trumas Meiser, so does Trumas Meiser, which you might have thought is different, because Trumas Meiser does have an exact amount. Truma Gedola, take whatever you want. But Trumas Meiser has to be 10% of the 10% that the Levi got. So comes along the Bryce, comes along Abelazar Ben Gamlo, and tells us no. So too, Trumas Meiser, Nitalas Ba'omet Ube Machshava. It's also Ba'omet Machshava. And therefore, that's the pshat of this Brysa. It's 10%, but with a little flexibility. So there's no problem of my Marbev and Meiser Osef. As the problems were suggested yesterday, there's no problem with that, because you're not being Marbev and Meiser Osef. You don't have a Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser has a little flexibility. So the Brysa, again, the Brysa says, just like Trumas Gedolas Nitelas, by estimation and just in thought, so too Trumas Meiser. Let's just finish the line. Ma Trumas Gedola Ba'ayin Yafeh. So just like Trumas Gedola could be Ba'ayin Yafeh, with a positive and even more, could give extra to the Kohen if the Levi wants. Av Trumas Meiser Ba'ayin Yafeh. So too Trumas Meiser can be given Ba'ayin Yafeh. So it's a flexible 10%. Yeah.
Is that why he gave 10 for 90?
Is that why he gave 10 for 90? Right, 10 for 90, right, so it's a little more. Right, so that's, yeah, so it could have been, because it's a little more flexible there. But you could, it's interesting, there it sounds like he gave an exact a little more. But that was what the suggestion was. Okay, so let's stop there for a minute. There is an important machlokas that we discussed in an Iyun Shir a couple of weeks ago, but it comes up right here. It comes up in Kiddushin, it comes up in Gittin, and comes up in Menachas. What exactly does machshava mean? So I said already what Rashi says. Rashi says machshava means literally machshava. So that fits in very well to the words of the Gemara. It says machshava. But on the other hand, that's a big chiddush. I can just look at the north side of my field, think truma, and then eat from the south side of the field. I don't have to do anything. That's what Rashi seems to say. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos Dibur Maschel Bim Machshava, Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pirsh Bekudrus, Kid Amar Ba'alma, No Seinir B'tzad Zeh, Ve'ocha B'tzad Acher, Mashma Sheratzal Omar, Mishum Dechsiv V'Nechshav, Shari Le'echol Below Hafrasha. You can eat without being mafresh anything. V'shari, and this is even on a weekday. Didn't even say that. It's dafka because of a tzorach of Shabbos. V'shari nami v'shika. And you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to say anything. Al yidei shenosin eina b'tzad zeh. V'ochel b'tzad acher. T'kol zeh nafka mi v'nechshav. That's what's all learned out from v'nechshav. That's what Rashi says and Tosfos echoes. But then he says, Od pirish lashon acher. He quotes another pshat that we don't have in Rashi, but it is said here, Beperek Basher de Bechoros b'machshava, Shemachashe v'omer shnei lukit sh'ani asa lahafrish, afalpi sh'ata eino mafrish klum. Ratzalomar de dibur tzarech. What's that second daya? Machshava means you don't have to do an action. But of course you have to do kriyas shem. That's what machshava means. You have to say that's truma over there. You need to do something. You need to do kriya shame. That's what machshava means. The fact that you don't have to do the action, but all you have to do is say it, so that is a second day of what's called machshava. So does machshava mean literally machshava, or does machshava mean you don't have to do the maisa, all you have to do is the kriya shame. You find many places where it's b'machshava, but it really means dibur. And that's the sugya we mentioned a number of times already. We've discussed this zvachim daf beis, menachas daf beis, when the sugya of shalol lishma comes up, or the sugya of pigel, or the sugya of shlichus yad. But any of those cases, all over, the Rishonim discuss, is it purely machshava, or does one require dibur? Even if it says machshava, you might require dibur. The Kohen might have to be mefagel bepeh. Right, so that's what Tosa says. Sometimes you find, he quotes the context by Bamatsiya Mem Dalid, by Shlichus Yad, that is what, where the precedent is. V'nira de below, and then he says, V'nira de below dibur nami avi truma, but the evet, even without dibur, it's gonna be truma, like the mission, the first mission of trumas, which talks about a mute that takes off truma, lachadchil, he should it because he can't make the bracha, but b'di'evet he can. So that is a second day in Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says, Ha miskavin lomar truma vi omar meiser, meiser v'omar truma lomar kluma shiyah pivali boshavin. If you said the wrong thing, it doesn't count. Hifrish truma b'machshavaso v'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum. What did the Rambam say? If you're mafrish truma in your thought and you didn't say anything, harezu truma. That's truma. Shenemar v'nechshav lachem truma aschem. B'machshava b'lvati yet truma. If you're mafrish truma in your thought and you didn't say anything, what did that sound like? What does it sound like? Sounds like Rashi. Kesef Mishnah there says, Kain Rashi v'tosfas. Kain Rashi v'tosfas. The Menachas Chinuch, though, is not so clear that the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Vav, which we'll read in a minute, the Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Shumas Meiser, he quotes the Rambam, and he says, Nira Midvarav, De Be'inon Hafrasha Al Kalpanim, Ubehifrish Ein Sarach Dibur. Suggest the Menachas Chinuch, and this is a day in the Rashba in Kiddushin, a third possibility. Maybe Machshava means you don't have to say anything, but of course you have to do the action. Be mafrish without dibur. Usually you have to be mafrish and be korei shem on the truma. What does machshava mean? I could just take it off and not say a word. Maybe that's because what does the Rambam say? Hifrish b'machshavaso. V'lo hotzi b'sfasav klum. What do you mean hifrish b'machshavaso? So you might mean like Rashi, the Kesavishah says he means like what Rashi Tosa say. Says in Menachas Chinuch, I think he means like what a day in the Rashba says in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak. What does that mean? You're mafrish without saying a word. That's what machshavaso means. Or else, why does Rambam have to say, and you didn't say anything? You were hifrish from machshavaso. Of course, if you didn't do anything, you didn't do anything. It must be that you did it, but you didn't say anything. Ubehifrish ain't sarach dibur. Avo b'machshava l'chud b'lo afrasha lo mahani. And the Kesavishah says he's like Rashi Tosfos, ubehemez yish chilek min ashitas. So there are three shitas in the Rishonim, possibly. What exactly does the word machshava here mean? That you can be take up in machshava. Does it mean pure machshava? That's what Rashi says here and elsewhere. Does it mean with dibur, not purely machshava, even with dibur? That's what Tosfos says here, suggestion. And then the Menachas Chinuch suggests for the Rambam, and the Rashba says a beferish a kiddushin, no dibur, just maisa. So different shitas that we showed him what machshava means. What might be the nekudas hamachlokas behind this might be about. This is what we mentioned in that Ian Shear. How do we look at the issues of nesina and hafrasha? That the two aspects of the mitzvah of truma, taking it off and giving it to the Kohen, are those two separate mitzvahs? That's what the Ramban thinks. Or is it one mitzvah? The Rambam only counts one mitzvah. It's a discussion in the Achronim. It's one mitzvah. Is the focus of the Rambam Hafrasha? Is the focus Desina? Is it two parts, two equal parts? But either way, if you say it's all about just the plain, you don't focus so much on the hafrashi, you focus on the nesina, so maybe you don't have to be so focused on the kriya shame, just take it off and give it. Mashakin, if the hafrashi is a focus, it might have more standards. Okay, either way, those are three different opinions in the Rishonim. What exactly what does it mean, b'machshava? One final discussion, and then we will continue. That is in the Afikayam. Afikayam, one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim. Probably the most famous point in the Afikayam is he quotes the story that Reb Chaim used to spill the or the Reb Simcha Zelig used to spill the wine on his hand when he was besada kedushin after he made the brachas, and he gave it to the chasar of the kalah without anybody noticing. He spilled a little bit on his hand because he was worried about the boy prayer gafet. It's probably the most quoted point in the Afikayam. But we're not going to do that one today. But the Afikayam in Simin Chav Dalid has the following suffix. What happens? Yesh lehis topic. Betruma v'kadshim de mehanya behu machshava l'chud. Let's say by truma and kadshim, you can just think it. You can think hafrasha like Rashi says, and kadshim in your head. Echa din behu begomar belibo lahotzi besfasayim. What if you're planning to say something? You're not planning to do it by thought. You're planning to say something and then you don't end up saying something. Is that good enough? You could have done it just b'machshava, but you decide you're going to do it b'dibur, and then you don't end up doing it b'dibur. Is it good enough? Im gam machshava kizu mahanya v'nomar da'afta lahotzi b'sfasayim l'sof chala hachuma v'ahektish. Oh, or dafka b'chi shev sheigmer b'libo l'chud mahanya. Or do we say, no, only if you had in mind to go the machshava route, that's when you could go the machshava route. Mashenke b'chi shev ach lahotzi b'sfasayim v'lahotzi. But here, if you're choosing the dibur route, and you didn't do the dibur, so then maybe it wouldn't work. The Turei Evan, the Shachas Ari, in his commentary in Chagiga Daf Yud, has this question, and he has a maskana that gam maskana karcha islan chilak zeh v'gamer beliba lahosi b'sfasayim lo mahani b'tshuva v'kachim. The Turei Evan assumes it's not going to work because if you had in mind to do b'dibur, so then it is not going to work. And he quotes that he thinks that there's a Ramah based in a Shach in Yeridea that are against the Turei Evan. Why? Because the Ramah quotes in Yeridea, what if chasha b'liba lo mahal sel azeh she'ilat staka? If I have a dollar and I'm planning to give it to staka, and I'm planning to say that I'm going to give this to staka, v'hotzi b'feirish al acher, and let's say I have in mind to give it to staka A, and staka B came out of my mouth. So where do I have to give it? So eino mechuyev liteno so sela she'amar. Because of a shach, the osa sela she'chashav alech, I have litno litztaka. V'ayinim b'shud, the bitztaka mahanya gam machshav alechud, kamo behektish. You don't have to give it to the staka that you said, but you do have to give it to the staka that you thought. And you made a mistake, says the shach. So you see from there, even if you have a kavana to say something, and you got messed up, right when you think it, if it works b'machshava, so then it will be good enough to do. Okay, then he has a diak, and then we'll just mention this, and then we'll continue. He has a diak in a Rashi, the Rashi at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, when our Rashi, where it says Yeshdan b'machshava, that Shuma and Hektish can even be machshava, Rashi's lashon is Gomar Belibo Lomar Sharzel Ola. So Gomar Belibo Lomar. What does Rashi say? Gomar Belibo, that it should be an Ola. Gomar Belibo Lomar. So he says maybe that's a diuk, that it's only if you have in mind to say, so then that Harihu Ola, Dictate Bulashar Azab, to Afim, Gomar Belibo Lomar, Hotzi Bisfasa, Mahani Gabke Bakachim. Right, if you have in mind to say it. Okay, but this is the discussion of the Afika Yam and Chelik Aleph in Simin Chaf Dalet. One last point, maybe related to Afarshas Truma, which I didn't get to mention at that shiur. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva where he was asked if we know there are some shitas that say machshava really means machshava, you don't have to do it. But we know the Beis Yosef says just last week, 2 weeks ago, why is the bracha before bidikas chametz al biur chametz? Why is there no bracha on bittel chametz? No bracha on bittel chametz. So the Beis Yosef says because bittel is belave. And something that's ikr belave, you don't have to make a bracha on. Chazal are not masakin a bracha except on maisim, not at dvarim that are belave. That's some say. That's why there's no bracha on kriyashma. There's birchas kriyashma. There's no bracha on shugar. Some say it's no likrashma because dikr kriyashma is belave. It's all machshamayim. Some say maybe that's the reason the Rambam does not count. There's no bracha zichrius yisias mitzrayim because ikr is belave. So there are different suggestions. So as Sabach Rodim ask, Rabbi Kiva Eger was asked, why by Afarshas Truma, if the Iker is belave, and you can even do a belave, why is there a bracha? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, because the real mitzvah is the maisa. You're right, you can be yotzi but the eved belave, but the real mitzvah is the maisa. And that's why there is a bracha that was mesukah. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Simin Lamed. Kiven the shorish inin hafrasha havi maisa, listener lakawain, avsha ata eno osa maisa, mikamakam achshavasa, lakara b'shem truma, shesofa lovel yamaisa. Mikri Maisa, you're going to give it eventually. The mitzvah doesn't finish once you think about it. When it comes to bitul b'lev, the nigmar v'naisach kol b'machshava. There, it's all b'machshava, nothing to talk about. Okay.
You'd make the bracha at the time that you thought it.
The havamina it's hard. Machshava is, yeah, when would you make the bracha? When would you make the bracha in that case? When do you make the bracha?
That's a
deeper already. Right, so pashas, you'd make the bracha when it already has the status of truma. According to Rashi, right, when the fact that you're able to eat it means that the other part already has truma yet. But maybe you'd make the bracha the later, I think, before you actually do the maisa. Maybe because the bracha is also connected to the nesina, and even though you have the heter to eat it, like the Tosas Rid and the Nodim Hidu we mentioned yesterday, maybe with the machshava, your yotzei, your metake in your field, that it's chulin, but you aren't yotzei the mitzvah of nesina yet. And the bracha also has to connect to that. So maybe you could suggest that.
You'd make the bracha after a fresh.
You'd make a what?
Today we make the bracha after
a fresh. Today we make the bracha... You cut it, you separate it, but then they say you're supposed to put it, you put it together. You cut it, and then you, let's say you're cutting a piece of the fruit. You cut it, then you hold it together, so it's minamukaf. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. Ooh, so we answered the brisa. The brisa is about Shubas Meister. Umina, but once we're comparing to... Chumas Meiser and Chuma Gadola, we compare it this way as well. And we say that this is the pshat of the Brisa. We're talking about Chumas Meiser. Go to the other line of the Brisa. Umina Amar Rabbi Lazar Bar Rabbi Yosi. The last line of the Brisa had said, Abhaya Nota Lesa Grovish Mim Baksoa. Al Tishim Shiba Kalkala. Rabbi Lazar said that Rabbi Yosi used to take off 10 grogeras from the dried fig kli to be, poter the 90 in the basket. So back to our regular issue. E amid bishlam alukimoshehain shapir. If you say you go by what was the shear, that fits in. Ela e amid kimoshehain. But if you go by what is butzer lahu, then you're giving too little. You're giving too little. You have to have at least 10%, even for Shumas Meiser. So now you're giving 10 for 90, but you're giving 10 dried ones. 10 dried ones are very small. The ones inside the basket, l'chora, are fresh ones. So ask the Gemara, if you go by what it is now, then you're giving too little. Fine, you can give too much by Trumas Meiser, but you can't give less than 10%. So, answer, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Elazar, shiny grogeris. Ho'el v'yachol l'sholkan, u'la hachziron l'kamo shehen. Important principle. Grogeris are different. In the other case, by the meat case, it either got bloated or it shrunk, but it most of the time it's not going to go back to what it was. You can't go back and forth and back and forth, generally. If you did, then you had that shiloh that we had yesterday at the top of Amma Base. But here, grogeris maybe are made. The figs are made to be dried out and then moisturized and liquefied. And it's make, unless you have to transport them. So sometimes they would dry them out in order to transport them and then make them fresh again. So it's made for that. So even though these are small, because they can be made bigger again, so that's why they're not considered small, and it's not considered being mema'it in the maestros. Good. I saw a discussion. 2 points. Number one in the Rishonim, number two in the Achronim. That is the Machlokas Rishonim, relates to what point we said yesterday, in Shabbos, Tafsad the Galaf, the Gemara we spoke about yesterday, with carrying, gets bigger, gets smaller. So do you say this kind of principle by Hilcha Shabbos? Let's say you carry out a grogeris. Right? You carry out a dried fig. So do you say, it could become bigger, so therefore for Hilcha Shabbos, it's going to be considered bigger also, or not? So that might relate to what we said yesterday also. Molachas Machsheves Asher Torah. That's a machlok between the Ramban and the Rashba there. But in the Ma'oras Hadaf, I saw this, he discusses, it's a tshuva, Chassab Sofer. I looked up the tshuva, it's a couple of pages. Chassab Sofer was once in a city for Shabbos, and they used the river for part of the Erev, because there was a big drop by the river, so you could count it a 10 tefachim drop. So if you could count it as one of the walls, and right before Shabbos or on Shabbos or the next morning, they woke up and the river had frozen. So do you count? Can you still count the river? Because now you might say the wall, it was only 10 tefachim continuing going inside the water, but now do you consider the frozen wall? Boom! Like it's not 10 tefachim anymore. So the Chassam Sofer wasn't bothered by it. So I wasn't bothered by it. Why not? Ho'il v'yachol l'sholkan u'lachzir l'kamoshehein. Ice is not a new status. And therefore, this doesn't ruin the fact. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, in Simin Peites, in Arachayim, he wasn't worried about it. He didn't think that would take away the status of the wall just because it turned to ice. It happens to be, this is a machlokas achronim. Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Shin Samach Gimel, right in the siman about in the chelik dalid of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph. It's a big siman. Kuf Chaf Aleph. V'im nikrashim b'imosak shamim. If the river becomes ice, b'imosak shamim. Batzlo az ha-mechitza v'asir l'taltel. Some say the mechitza is batel and it's atzim metaltel. The quotes of the Shaar Tzion. Magen Avram, taz that are machvir. Even b'imosak hayitz. Some achronim say, if it's going to freeze in the winter, that even in the summer it's not a good mechitza. And then he says, others, the tshuvah, Shev Yaakov, Knesset Yischeskel, no, others say, no. It's only when it's frozen it's a problem, when it's not frozen it's not a problem. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'yesh b'achronim ser sovrim, delonis batel mechitza de krisha. No, it's not but mevutal, tshuvah, chasam sofer, simin peites. So some achlokas achronim, whether the fact that it turned to ice, do you say that ruins the situation. In that Shuvah Chasam Sofer, it's Lishitaso. Here he gives you a Kula, but he also has a Chumrah. Let's say, he says the Chasam Sofer, which might have been more common in those days, let's say there's Tsoa on the floor that's frozen over. Doesn't smell. If it smells, for sure it's a problem. But the Tsoa frozen over, excrement of an animal that got frozen over, so you'll let a daven near it with a Dalet Amos. Chasam Sofer says no, even if it's frozen over. Lishitaso. If I'm going to be Mako by Erev, I'm going to be Machmer by Tsoa. Because it's not considered as if it's frozen, and therefore it's going to be a problem in terms of davening near it. Making ice on Shabbos is also a big discussion in the postgame. If it's litzarech, if you need it, whether that's considered, whether when ice melts, is that called nolad in the bowl? So that is some say you should put a little liquid in the bowl, so right when it melts, it's batel as it melts into the liquid. But anyway, that's this important line of since you can soak it and or cook it and get it back to what it was. Okay, Viter. Tana Rabbanan. Tormin te'enim ala grogeris. We're still talking about this issue of hafrashas something. So what are we talking about here? So Rashi says we're going still with what we were just talking about. Truma gadol, trumas meiser. Tormin te'enim ala grogeris. You're allowed to take off fresh figs al grogeris to be misakein dry figs b'makom shirigil laso te'enim grogeris. In a place where many times they make fresh figs into dried figs. If they do that, then you can take off fresh figs. Velo grogeris al te'enim, but you can't do the opposite. You can't take off dry figs and give that to the kohen to be misakein. For fresh figs, v'afil b'makom shirigil laso te'enim grogeris. Even in a place where they went in the opposite direction, where they make te'enim grogeris, you can't do that. Why not? We'll see soon. Because grogeris is still, mentioned now, grogeris is still a lower level. Lower level. Amar, so let's talk about this. Tarmin te'enim ala grogeris, but makam shurgin lasos te'enim grogeris. You take off te'enim for grogeris in a place where they process them, but makam shurgin in, but makam shain regilin low. Sounds like only in a place where they do make te'enim into grogeris you could do this, but if in a place where they don't, you're not allowed to take off te'enim for grogeris. Say, echidari, what exactly is the case here? E de'ika kohen. If there is a kohen right there that you're able to give it to, makam sheinu rogel on my low. So even if it's a place where they don't make te'enim into grogeris, why can't you take off te'enim fresh figs? For hatznan, we learned in the Mishnah in Shrumis, makam sheish kohen tarmin ayafeh. If there's a kohen there, it's always best to take off the best and give it to him. And te'enim, fresh figs are always deemed better than dry figs. So if there's a kohen standing right there, of course you could take off fresh figs. So elapshita, the case under discussion must be the lack of kohen. There's no kohen there. So if there's no kohen there, so we might not allow you to take off, we don't allow you to take off fresh figs, unless it's a place where they make it into dry figs. But if it's a place not, why not? Because they're going to become spoiled. If you take off fresh figs and there's no kohen here, then it's not miskayim, so it's going to be a problem. That's why you're not going to take it off. Aim a safe board about the next line of the brisa. Velo grogeris ala te'enim, the opposite. You can't take off dried figs for fresh figs. Afilu b'makom shargalaso se'enim grogeris. Even in a place where you do process it into dried figs. Says the Gemara, if you eat a lack of kohen, but if there's no kohen there, am I low? Why can't you take off fresh figs? Why can't you take off, dried figs? V'atzna, we learned in the same Mishnah there. B'makom she'en kohen tormin emeskayim. If there's no kohen there, so then you can take off from miskayim, from anything that lasts. Because the kohen would rather get something if he's not there. So elapshita diga kohen. So the seifa must be that there is a kohen there, and that's why you're not allowed to take it off as grogeris. So says the Gemara, Reisha deleka kohen, v'seifa diga kohen. Is that, does that make sense to learn the mission, to learn the Brisa that way? The first part of the Brisa is talking about where there's no Kohen, the Sefer where there is a Kohen. Says the Gemara, yeah, in Reisha Deleka Goy Vesefer Diga Kohen. Yes, that's a good way to learn it. Amar of Papa, or Papa says Shema, you know what you see from here? Sometimes the Gemara will have other ways to get out of this. Right? No, really? It's talking about this. But here the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara leaves it. That's talking about two different cases. Says Rav Papa, you know what you see from here? Shma mina, dachkinon, umukminon, masnison, betray tame, velo mukmina, betray tanoi. It's better to learn a brisa within one opinion, talking about two different cases, rather than saying that a brisa is going according to two different shitas. You could say that the author of the brisa left out a detail of the case, but to say that he left out an author, so that's a problem. That's a problem. It's much, it's, I guess they're both a little dachuk, but it's less dachuk to say that a detail was left out than a name was left out. That's what the Gemara says, so we'd rather say that one case is talking about whether there's a Kohen who's there, and one case the Kohen is not there, rather than to try to suggest maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, and a name was left out. Right? That's an important yesod that the Gemara mentions. The Gemara here, along the way, had mentioned that one is supposed to give the Kohen the best, min hayafeh. That is, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah asei daraisa, separate from the mitzvah of hafrashas truma. There's a mitzvah of hafrashas truma, which the Ramban himself counts as two, hafrasha and nesina. The Rambam counts it as one. The Ramban counts it as two hafrashas and nesina, at least in the in his hasagas on the Rambam, he argues, in the Shurashim. In the Achronim point out that when he gets to the, his own list, he doesn't have two separate mitzvahs, hafrasha and nesina. So maybe he was chozer bo, whatever reason, but he doesn't mention it later on in his list that he adds on to the Rambam, but in Lundis, at least in one stage of his life, he was against. He argues that he says Hafresh and Nesina should be two mitzvahs. But in his list, he does have a separate mitzvah, two mitzvahs for that matter, taking off the best. The Rambam, the Ramban, in mitzvahs test, the ninth mitzvah that he adds on to the Rambam, says the Ramban, Shenitz tavinu bahafrishenu truma, shenafrisho samin hayafe, o min ashave. Lo min hara al hayafe. Mitzvahs asei doraisa. The Ramban says, there's a mitzvah to take off truma, there's a separate mitzvah to take off great truma. Yafe truma. The Ramban has a simple answer. That's just a detail. That's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to take off truma. Now, a detail of that is to do it, min hayafe. The Ramban assumes that that's a separate mitzvahs asei doraisa to take off min hayafe. And he counts it as a lo sase also. He also has a lo sase to the Ramban. That you're not allowed to take off non min hayafeh. So it's two of the 613. The Ramban adds on have to do with min hayafeh. And he says, how do I know this? Because if you look in the source, in the some of the Gemara says, V'altomarshi nimneis achas in mitzvah hafrashas truma. Don't tell me it's part of hafrashas truma where it says, Reishis degon chatirosh chavisarecha titemo. Lafi shahatari min hara al hayafeh. Because if you take off min hara, kibat shetrumaso truma have kfar kiyem reishis degon chatirosh chavisarecha titemo. Because says the Rabbah, look, if you take off min hara, you've already done that mitzvah. So how could you say this is also part of it? The way you could say it is that it's alach achilo part of the mitzvah. Right, what, by chalitza, you're supposed to do, the Mishnah says in Yevamos Daf Kuf, you have to do kriyas, the kriya based chalitzana, you have to take off the shoe, you have to spit. So, some tanam say that not all of those are ma'akev. If you don't do the kriya based chalitzana, the chalitza still works. Oh, so therefore what does that mean? Because you didn't have to do that, so it's counted as a separate mitzvah. You did it in a bidyeved way, the Rambam would say, what are you talking about? So you didn't do the lachachila. That doesn't mean it's a separate mitzvah. For some reason, the Ramban assumes because you could do min hara and it works b'di'eved, min hayafed must be a new mitzvah. Aval aver al zeh asay ha'acher shenitz tavel laharim chel bo mimenu. V'zeh davar barur lo yela mikol mizbonein. He feels very strong. He's very defensive because he knows that the Ramban doesn't hold that way. He says it's davar barur, and anybody who has a brain who thinks a little bit would realize that I'm right. Okay, the Ramban obviously didn't feel that way. But that is the important Ramban. Two mitzvahs, two of the 613, he says has to do with this halacha of min hayafeh, as we just discussed. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-menachos niloshos b'poshrin. All karbanos mincha are kneaded with poshrin, with lukewarm water. We mentioned yesterday whether one is allowed to add water in to the dry menachos. So that was early in the stage, Right, that was when you have the flower, the Isaron, and at least, let's say, that's what some Rishonim say, that this Mishnah is at least talking about the Mincha Soles, which you do Kamisa when it is still flour. That was yesterday's discussion. Now we're talking about, what about during the kneading? You can't knead something that doesn't have any liquid in it. That's what Tosfos says. Turn over for a minute to Daf Nun Zayin on the bottom. Nun Zayin Amal, the bottom line in Tosfos, says Tosfos, you see it? Vishar Menachas Yodua the Megabu B'mayim. It's obvious that the Torah wants you to add some water when you need. The Torah doesn't have to tell that to you. Originally, the original sage is, okay, only oil. But you got to have some water in there because you got to need it. You can't need it without any liquid. To shim and muad, ubin yizayev shal gabel, even the ones with a little oil. So it must be you have to, you're able to add in some water because, you know, or else you want to be able to need it. So all menachos are nilosos be potion. That's what the Chazon Ish quotes that Tosfos. It says, this is the Kavanas HaTorah. Must be the Torah wants you to do this. So, umeshamen shalo yachmitzu, but you have to just make sure that they don't become chametz. Except for those two exceptions. But generally, all as the parak started off, kol menachos bo'os matzah, to make sure that they don't become chametz, we mentioned 2 days ago, the extra halacha of shmira. Shmira means that it doesn't even become in a state of suffix. V'mechmitzu shiyareha, and if even the shirayim become chametz, the mincha itself for sure is allowed to become chametz. But the halacha is even the shirayim cannot become chametz over below sase. You still get an iser if the shirayim that the kohanim are allowed to eat, that also is a low sase. Shenemar, now going back on the first halacha, how do you know? You have to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Shenemar, kol mincha shetakivu l'Hashem, lo se aseh chametz. Can't have it chametz. V'chayiv al lishasa, v'yal arichasa, v'yal afiyasa. And every stage of the process that you're working with a mincha that's chametz is an issa daraisa. Every stage, the kneading, the setting it into a shape, v'yal afiyasa, the baking, every stage. Every stage is going to be, the Rambam says, putting the water into the dough, like the Malacha of Lashon Shabbos, right? Every stage is going to be a problem. The Mikdash David has an interesting discussion. Where are you getting this water from that you're adding? Does it have to be Mayim Kedoshim? Does it have to be holy water? Or any water? Doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say in the Torah. Doesn't say where the water comes from. So the Mikdash David wonders, does it have to be Kadosh water? So he says, well, didn't we have earlier in the parak that you're, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you bring sa'or mi bachutz. It doesn't sound like kadosh sa'or. So maybe here too, you don't have to have a kadosh water. He says, you're worried about chul and bazara. We're not worried. Why? Because you're mixing it into the kadosh, yishlomar. He says, maybe it's not a problem. And he goes back and forth whether it should have to be chulin or not. And then he says, if you're going to tell me it has to be kadosh water, where are you going to get it from? You're going to get it from the kiyor, says, no, nowhere in Kadshim do you find that the water that you use to mix the karamecha with has to come from the kiyar. Zelo ashkecha did ze b'shum duchta to lalusha menacha sorachlito mayim in a kiyar. Ubipshuto, he says it must be because there's no other source for it. Raya by omission, it must be that the water must be chulin water that you're allowed to use. Velo tiksha michulin ba'azara, and it must not be chulin ba'azara. Why? Because right when you put it in, it becomes a skandish. Right, when you put it in along with the flour, it becomes this kaddish in the klisharis. Says you don't find the discussion of this anywhere, but that's what I assume that's what it must be. Okay. Minani mili, how do I know that even the shirayim are not allowed to become chametz? Amarish lakash amarik domar krop. Lo se afel chametz chelkam. Afilu chelkam lo se afel chametz. That's what you darshan. It says the word chelkam next to the word chametz. Even their chelek, even the kohanim's chelek, now let it become chametz. V'hai lahachi yudah asa. This pasuk's teaching me that. Hai ma'ilu k'detanya. I know you need it for the following. Lo se afel chametz ma'atam alomar. V'alok far nemar lo se aseh chametz. Why does it say don't make it chametz and don't bake it chametz? Making it includes all actions. Why does it specify se'afeh? L'fisha ne'emar lo se'aseh chametz. L'acho lo yehei chayev ela achas akulam. You might think, if it says lo se'aseh chametz, if you do the entire process of making and baking and kneading, you might think it's only one aveira, tamalomer lo se'afeh. It says lo se'afeh, afiyah bechlal haisa. Afiyah was really included in asiyah. Lama yatsis, why did the Torah specify then afiyah? Lahakish eleha. To have a hakish, ma afiyah miyuchedes. Shimaisi yachidi v'chayav alayah b'frei atzma. Just like afiyah is a singular action, and Rashi says, maisa chashuv b'frei atzmo. It's an important singular event. And you're chayav by itself. Afani avi lishasa v'arichasa v'chomas yachidi sheba. That's why all unique, separate, independent actions in the process are included. It's a similar idea to what we have by Malacha Shabbos. Lahavara, why did it say separately? To say that every single action is a problem. La'asuye kituf, shumaisi achidi, even include kituf. Kituf is where you smear some water on the face before you bake it, maybe so it doesn't burn. Sometimes when my wife makes challah, she smears like a little egg on the outside to give it like this rosy type of, golden type of color. So here too, it's some type of smearing on the outside. So it's including that. The chayav on the b'fe'atzma, and each of these, you're chayav for itself. Question mark. So you see that the pasuk is used to teach me this, not to teach me that you're chayav even for the shirayim. So the Gemara says, anan mechelkam ka'amrinan. No, our limud for the shirayim is from the word chelkam. That's not used in this brisa. Says the Gemara of Eima, kulei l'halacha yudasa. Maybe the whole pasuk is to teach me that. And you can't learn the other halacha. So im kein lichtov chelkam lo seafei chametz. The pasuk should have said that. My lo seafei chametz chelkam. Why did the word chelkam put next to the word chametz? Said the other way should have been written, shmamin otarti. It must mean to teach me, must be to teach me both. Teach me that the leftovers cannot be chametz also, as well as this other halacha that afia is a separate halacha. Stop there for a minute. It's an important meshachachma. The meshachachma in Parshas Tzav, points out that the pasuk by lo seafei chametz, this pasuk is unusual. You have a word here that usually does not appear. Lo seafei chametz. I'm sorry, the previous word. He says, you take a little bit of the kometz of the mincha. Every other time you find this, it's v'hikter hamizbecha. Here is v'hikter hamizbeach. Meshachachma picks up on that. Why is that? So he says, you can look at the meshachachma, it's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud. He thinks that the mincha leftovers are very different than any other leftovers or part of a carbon that Kohanim get. If the Kohanim eat part of a chatos or part of a shlamim or any of these, okay, so they get it. That's nothing to do with the mizbeach anymore. Nothing to do with the mizbeach. The mizbeach got what it gets, and the Kohanim get what this gets. He says, by a mincha, if you're medayik in the psukim, the mizbeach gets both. What does mizbeach mean? It doesn't say ha-mizbecha. It means that the leftovers should be looked at as if it's half burned, half eaten. But it's much more connected to what's being burned than meat of a carbon that is allowed to be eaten. I'm not going to go through more of the details, but if you look here, he's bedaikin in the psukim. Says the Meshachachma, ki amincha kulo nechelos l'ashem, rak achilut da'azkarasa nechel agabe amizbeach, sho ha'esh ochla, v'hanoser ochla b'nei ar b'makam kadosh. Avokan appears from his beachu amaktir, umedabral his beachu bnei Aaron, kal shnei atzamim apolim ba'achilas amincha. There are two achilas amincha, zebas karasav zebenoser, zediuk amiti. Look back at that meshachachma in vav yud. Vayter says the Gemara. The Ema, we said Afia teaches me that you're chayef for every separate stage. The Ema Afia de Piri Barachman al-Chayef Chada. Enoch l'chayef Chada akulu. Maybe Afia is coming to teach me, no, just Afia you're going to be chayef for itself. But all the other actions, the Aricha, the Lisha, all of those form one Aveira. So the Gemara says, no, Mishad Avidor Shayev Achlau, V'yasav Naklolo Ame. No, it was in the cloud and it was Yotze from the cloud. So what is the rule? Lolo Ame Alasmo Yasa, El Ame Alklau Kulu Yasa. Like we say in Rabbi Yishmael, it's not just to teach me about itself, but it's to teach me about the whole principle. Right? But what's called L'chalak Yatsas. Just like this is significant, so too each action is significant. I says the Gemara, V'yema Lo Se'a Se'a Klau, Lo Se'a Fe'prat, Klau Luprat, Eim Bechal El Mashe Ve'prat, Afia In Midi Akrini. No, maybe this is a klal uprat. Maybe this should be learned as a klal uprat, and therefore it would be limited to just afia. Oma Rebbe Abturiki, no. We should have a klal uprat hamaruchakin, Zemi said. They're very far, there are a couple of prakim from each other. Usually klal uprats are in the same pasuk, or two psukim. But these are two prakim from each other. And therefore, v'chol klal uprat hamaruchakin, Zemi said, ain't done in osan v'chol uprat. That's not called a klal uprat. Says the Gemara, Masav Ravada Barava, Va'amrila Kedi, and some say it's anonymous. V'chal Prat Meruchak and Zemizeh ain't done. No, so V'chal Prat, is that really true? We have an example that you do darshan Klal Prat far from each other. V'yatanya the Brisa says, V'shachar Osob in Mokom Asher Yishchat, Ha'ola Lefnei Hashem, Chatasi. Right, we had this before. You shecht the Chatas in the place where you shechted the Ola. Heichan Ola Nishchet, Es Bitzafon, Avzeh Bitzafon. Right? You learn it out from that you have to shechtel it all in the north. V'chiyanu mikam l'meidim. So you learn it from here. This is all the brisa. V'ari kvalifar ne'amar b'makam ha'she'i tishachit ha'ola tishachit achatas. You have another pasuk to teach me that achatas is shechtel in the north. Ha'lamaze yatsa l'kovo to teach me it's li'ikuva. She'im lo shachat ha'so b'tzafon poslo. If you didn't shechtel achatas in the tzafon, it's pasul. Ata omer l'kach yatsa. This is all the brisa. Do you say that this is what it's coming to teach me? O eino ela shezet. No, maybe this is teaching me that only this karban, this is a specific type of chatas, the chatas of a nasi needs tzafon, and not any other chatas. Tamalomar, v'shachan es chatas, b'bekama ola. That's the extra pasuk. Zeh bana'av l'kol chatos, shetunos tzafon. They all need tzafon. And now it comes the diuk. Taima, because of rechvada v'shachan es chatas. The only reason that we included for all chatos is because it has that extra pasuk. Halav hachi, without this, hava amina, without this, I would have said it's limited. Only the chatos nasi requires safon and not any other chatos. By time, why would I have said that? Havamina lav mishum to have a kalaprat. Isn't it because there's a kalaprat? It says by ola everything needs, and here it's limits. So isn't that a riot that you do say kalaprats even far away from each other? And if that's true, so then we have the problem from before, that you should dash and klal prad earlier to teach me only lo se afeh, only the afia is chayiv. Answers the Gemara, no, maskavar Rashi, akasha on the kasha. Hi klalu prad who? Pradu klalu, no! Look at the order of the psukim! The specific pasuk comes first. But as the klal mosiv ala prad. This rabbi luhu komili. Really, in that case of chatas, the limiting one, the nasi, the sir nasi, is in Vayikra, and the other pasuk is in Saf. So the limiting pasuk is first, so it's Prado Klal. That's why the Klal is being Mosif on the Prat. Period. One more line. The Ela Tana Osoka Kashalates, then what was the Havamina to limit it? If it's Prado Klal, so then it's being Mosif on the Prat, so what's the Havamina to limit it to only limit Safon to the Chattas of Anasi? Fiachi Kamar, O Eino Ela Shezeton Safon Vein Acherton Safon, De Kasav Rachmana Oso. Because it says the word Oso. That was the Havamina to limit it. Not because of the Klal of Prado Klal, but because it says the word Oso. That's why we would have limited it. That's why you need the extra pasuk to say it's not limited. So what do you use that word Oso for? That, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to come back to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Remember this, maybe we'll start tomorrow also with the Meshech Chachma about Safon that we mentioned a number of times already. We mentioned it in the sixth parak in Zvachim, what the significance of Safon is, but we will stop here. There's Ian Shear from last night that should be up, hopefully, in terms of long-term, short-term views of mitzvos, and Knisa L'matzav Shel T'Pias Yisurin. That is should be up. And again, today's Shear was sponsored by Jonathan Kowal in memory of his father's Yartzeit, Michael Ben Yaakov.